We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The city is launching a testing and contact tracing program to help provide data on infections as the city heads toward reopening. With us on the phone, joining us live, is Dr. Ted Long of the New York City Health and Hospital Corporation, who's the director of the city's Test and Trace Corps, which, as we've been hearing, is hiring and training to get those tracers in all neighborhoods of the city. Dr. Long, thank you for joining us on 1010 Winds.
First, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Tell us about the correlation between contact tracing and reopening, and why we're hearing about that, why the data it provides will be so crucial to getting life back to normal in the city.
Yes, absolutely. So what we want to do is we want to have the best way to identify New Yorkers that have the coronavirus, and then we want to be able to identify who might have received the virus from them. So the first thing we're doing is we're building out testing. We're going to be doing 20,000 tests per day of New Yorkers by June 1st. In addition to that, we're going to be doing, hiring 1,000 contact tracers, which are disease detectives who talk to New Yorkers, figure out who they've been in touch with, and then bring them in for testing to see if they've contracted the virus from other people. That's the best way to really have a sophisticated angle on figuring out who is likely to have the virus, test them, and then if they need to either isolate themselves at home, we'll provide them with those services, or we'll provide a hotel for them free of charge to keep them and their families safe.
Now, I listened to the council hearing yesterday in which you and Dr. Katz of HHC and others were asked by council members why health and hospitals and not the health department is leading this monumental effort. And you made an interesting point as to why HHC is better equipped just in terms of hiring capabilities. Can you explain?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're really truly doing this hand-in-hand with the Department of Health, who are the world experts in how to do tracing. We have the world-class health department here in New York City. We're very fortunate to have them, and everything that we're doing is in concert with them. They're offering us the guidance and supervision, and what we're doing is hiring New Yorkers from the communities that they live in to be the tracers, because who knows their community better than people that are actually from those communities? I'm proud to say that so far, since we've had this combined effort in partnership with the Department of Health, we're right now onboarding 500 of our first set of contract tracers. And like I said, we're going to be doing 20,000 tests per day, actually May 25th, and we're going to have 1,000 tracers online calling people on June 1st.
That is right around the corner. Are there other contact tracing program models around the world that you've studied that maybe you're incorporating elements of into this program?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say we're incorporating elements from every program around the world, and that's also one of the advantages of being of having our world-class Department of Health, is they're not only aware of everything the rest of the world is doing, they're in fact seen as the leader. Others teach that they teach the course on how to do this. So having this partnership and being able to connect to the 20,000 tests we're going to be doing every single day for New Yorkers starting May 25th, and the hotels that we've set up through New York City Health and Hospitals to keep people and their families safe gives us the best of both worlds.
Now, in the hearing yesterday, there were also questions about privacy and cultural concerns, just making sure that people who may not be trustful of a government-run healthcare database for whatever reason, or maybe don't want to be part of, have an app, for instance, that would provide information about them. Can you address some of those concerns?
Sure. I will tell you, I think the organization that's the best equipped to keep people's information safe and secure is the largest public health care system in the country. We will not turn any records over to anybody that asks us for them. And this is, we're the experts in doing this through our electronic medical record. We've been doing it for a very long time, and I think people trust us to do a good job with it, and we're well prepared to do so.
And finally, can you just talk a little bit about how people will be isolated if they aren't able to do that in their own homes?
Yeah, so I'm a primary care doctor, and I have diagnosed several of my own patients with coronavirus, and what they tell me is they have trouble necessarily isolating themselves at home if they share a bathroom with a family member, or they may need certain services to keep their families going at home as well. So what we're going to do is we want to make this as easy for people to continue to take care of their families safely as possible. If you can isolate at home, meaning you can have your own room, your own bathroom, we're going to hire resource navigators, even from your community, to connect you to things like food, other services that you need that the city offers, but it'll be a one-stop shop to make it really easy for you. Or if you don't have a bathroom in a private room that could be sort of partitioned off for you where you live, we're offering hotels free of charge, and when you're on the phone with one of our tracers, who will be somebody possibly from your community, during that one phone call, they'll actually be able to plug you into a hotel where you can go to safely isolate to keep your family safe until you're no longer contagious.
Dr. Ted Long of New York City Health and Hospital Corporation, thank you so much for joining us live here on 1010 Winds.
Thank you for having me.